DJ Hot Top. DJ Hot Top.
DJ Hot Top. This is DJ Hot Top.
Welcome to DJ Hot Talk. Hi, it's Rick Hansen here. DJ Hot Talk is a frequent podcast for DJs featuring interviews with performance leaders, marketing leaders, and business leaders from inside and outside of the DJ business. We'll cover hot topics to help grow your skills and your business for mobile DJs, club DJs, and radio DJs too. Our first guest on DJ Hot Talk is Stacy Zeman. Her roots began in radio, where Stacy's been an on-air announcer, music director, and program director in several different formats. Stacy's reached an audience of millions, literally, as a radio, club, mobile, and a karaoke DJ. Mobile Beat magazine calls her one of the most successful women in the DJ profession. Stacy's the publisher and chief scribe of ProMobileDJ.com, producer of Face the DJ internet TV show. She's the author of the world's best-selling DJ books, the Mobile DJ Handbook, the DJ Sales and Marketing Handbook, and the Mobile DJ MBA, and is a longtime writer for DJ Times Magazine. And she is our first guest on DJ Hot Talk. So what's the biggest challenge of the DJ entrepreneur in 2011? What is the big challenge right now?
Competition. There are more DJs today than there ever have been before, and it's easier to become a DJ and less expensive than ever before. Music, you know, is all digital, very inexpensive. Equipment, the price point has come way down. So, you know, what used to cost several thousand dollars to get into as a business can now be done rather inexpensively. And then there's still the task of educating the consumer about the difference between DJ A and DJ B and why DJ A charges $400 for 4 hours and why DJ B charges $1,200 for 4 hours.
There's a huge gap between the high guy and the low guy, and you're right, the consumer doesn't seem to be able to differentiate. Is there a way to differentiate? I mean, we've all talked about, and you know, if you can educate the consumer, but you have a different consumer every year. So how do you keep educating them? Is there a better way to do that?
I think there is, Rick. Back to DJ B, who's charging $1,200. He or she is not really charging $1,200 for 4 hours. There's an investment of preparation and time that goes into making that event, let's just call it a wedding reception, you know, a really phenomenal event. The education piece begins with the dreaded phone call that we all get. Hi, how much do you charge for 4 hours? Well, that depends. Why don't you know, first let me see if I'm available. What type of event are you having? Let me ask you a few questions. And you do some question asking. You have to make the person, the prospect, aware that there's a lot more that goes into it than he or she might have imagined, because most people don't know. They don't have a lot of experience hiring a DJ, and we can't get offended when they ask the only thing they know to ask. So within, you know, the beginning of a conversation and swapping information, we then educate that person about what is possible, and we sell, the true professional sells not on price, but really on value.
Ever had somebody call and mention a national brand to me on the phone. So it can't be a real dominant national brand. I guess that's the concern I have. But maybe if there was a quality national brand,
That's it. I mean, again, I'm not going to mention any names. You mentioned two. I'm thinking of another. Quality national brand. If you look at the places that brides go to see reviews, and you look at what people have to say about certain large companies, that's why they don't rely on word of mouth referrals, because they ain't got none.
They're all going. They're going on price. It's a price point.
Right.
What are the biggest DJ marketing mistakes that you see DJs making as an outside observer?
Not spending enough money on marketing. Not realizing that when the economy is down, or when they're in a time of year that may be lean, that's not the time to pull back on what you're spending. It's the time to really put more into it.
Well, and the question then is, the follow-up question would be, in this day and age, where is the effective advertising dollar going to go? TV is very expensive. Radio is very expensive. Yellow pages seem to be impotent at this point. Where do they spend their money? Where do they get the ears that they're looking for?
Well, I think that depends on the target market that a particular DJ company is looking to reach. Are they strictly weddings? Are they strictly bar and bat mitzvahs? Are they strictly school dances? Or do they do a little of everything? I think that certainly there are online advertising options that are less costly than print. And there's an awful lot of them out there. I think in every market, a company needs to do research on where the people that they're looking to reach are going to get the information for planning their events.
What about this thing called social media?
That's the other thing, okay? They really need to get with the program. We're talking Facebook, Twitter, there are others as well. There's Vimeo, there's Dig, YouTube for sure. What's really started to happen this year, and DJ Jason Janai has really set the standard for what a great vlog can be, and just, you know, constantly posting and reaching out and becoming very personal with your clients, your former clients, your prospects. And if you don't know how to do any of that stuff, you need to get a hold of somebody who does and hire them to help you with it.
Because a lot of times, especially in the social arena, me as a user, I am offended by people getting too pushy on Facebook. I don't want people spamming me on Facebook or, you know, yanging about their product on Twitter. That's not why I go there. So is there some kind of little happy medium or something in there?
Well, I don't think that social media is necessarily a place to sell. You know, the most successful salespeople authentically care about people's events. And you talked before about people buy from people they like.
Know, like, and trust.
Like, know, and trust. And when you are coming from a place of authenticity and really caring about, you know, not just I want to make the sale, I want your money, but I'm listening to you and what you want and what you need and what is it that I can offer that can help you to fulfill those needs and wants. Also with social media, you know, people need information. There's stuff that you and I know because we've been in the business about venues and caterers, photographers and videographers, but not everybody knows about that. Give them information. Be helpful. Be genuine. That's the sort of stuff that with social media that I think really makes people pay attention to you and follow you.
DJs who are wide-eyed and ready to get into this business think that it's showbiz and that there's a lot of money in it. You hear people talking about $1,200 nights of weddings, and you've heard of guys making $3,000 at a corporate party. Is it realistic to think that a DJ could make a livable wage as a single operator doing two nights a week?
For the most part, no. There are very few exceptions to that. There are, for example, Peter Mary says that he gets basically paid $5,000 to do a wedding reception. So Peter doesn't have to work an awful lot to make a pretty good income. Most DJs will make, if weddings are one of their mainstays, they'll make between $800 and $1,200 for a typical wedding. Other full production companies, and this is really getting to the point of how to make a living, is by doing more than just offering basic DJ services. It could be photography and video. It could be photo booth rentals. It could be intelligent lighting design. It could be elegant uplighting of venues. It's a way to take the initial price point and really grow it to the point that it's, you know, doubled or tripled the original amount. You know, the other thing to keep in mind is that it's very difficult to make a good living working a couple of days a week and you're the only one.
As a woman.
I didn't know you were a woman. You don't sound or look like a woman to me.
Now,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
You, however,
isn't
that
a line from Seinfeld? No, I don't know. Yes, I am. Thank you
and
for noticing.
You are in a male-dominated industry. There's no question about that. You look in the hallways at the conventions and you see a smattering of females, but it's all guys. How do you, what are the challenges? What are the pros, the cons for being a female in the mobile DJ business?
Well, it's a lot different today than when I started out about 30 years ago.
Well, you don't even look 30 years old.
Well, I thank you very much. But, I mean, lifting heavy record crates, heavy speakers, heavy amplifiers, I'm 5'4". I mean, it was physically very, very taxing. You know, that's the physical end of things. Also, I mean, my first job in show business was at age 12. I became a professional magician. And people at that time could not conceive of a female being a magician. And so it was being a female mobile DJ. I mean, I'd be set up, you know, doing my thing at my system, at an event, and someone would invariably come up to me and say, "When is the real DJ getting here?" Now, I was always pleasant and said, "That would be me." And they go, "Really? A lady DJ?" And I know, you know, that they were probably thinking, "I wonder if she's going to be good or if she's going to suck." But, you know, a friend of mine, a lady DJ, did something which I thought was hilarious. What she used to do, she somewhere found a inflatable male blow-up doll dressed in a tuxedo that was about 4 feet high, and she'd keep it under her table where her DJ rig was set up, and when someone would come up to her and say, "When is the real DJ going to get here?" she would pull it out, set it on the table, and say, "Here he is." Sometimes people have trepidation because they've never heard of a female DJ. I look at myself not as female or male, but as a professional. And really, when people start talking to me, if booking me for an event, for example, inside of 2-3 minutes, they realize that they're talking to an experienced, competent professional who has a pleasing speaking voice, a good sense of humor, personality, who really cares about their event and knows what she's talking about, and the anxiety goes away. At events, people look at me. I now have a male assistant who carries all my heavy equipment, and invariably in 2011, they will go up to him and ask questions, and he will refer them to me, because it's just ingrained in people's psyche that the guy is the DJ.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think people do it maliciously. It's not personal. So I know that I'm a really good DJ and a really good MC, so I let it roll off my back. And the guys in this industry are terrific. It wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that way with different companies I worked for before I struck out on my own. But actually dealing with male chauvinistic attitudes inspired me to go strike out on my own, inspired me to become a leader, inspired me to write my books and do the things that I've done. So every time something has happened that's really gotten under my skin, I've taken that and used that as an inspiration to do something better.
Do you see advanced technology? We hear these stories about the iPod weddings, and now there's a possibility of satellite DJ doing more than one event at a time.
I invented that. I just didn't tell enough people about it and put a trademark on it.
So is that technology going to affect in a negative way the DJ industry, put guys out of work, or make their jobs less valuable?
Well, yes and no, Rick. You know, if you're looking for essentially a jukebox wedding that has no personalization to it, you know, by all means, have yourself an iPod wedding. When someone hires a professional DJ, they're hiring someone who, through experience, knows how to read a crowd, who's familiar with a wide variety of music, spanning the decades, different genres, and is going to make sure that music is played in sets to please everyone at an event. When you have an iPod, who's going to program it to do that? So, like most things in life, you get what you pay for.
What about the whole idea of a satellite DJ doing multiple events? Is that possible? Or is it going to run into the same problem?
Unless they're going to do some sort of statistical, okay, we've got where they put 10 events that have the same demographic breakdown, you know, but then you're missing that in-person energy that goes on. You're not able to honor individual requests at an individual event because you're playing for multiple events at the same time. I think that would work really a lot better in the club world than it would in the mobile DJ world.
Name five industry, mobile DJ industry leaders in 2011.
Randy Bartlett, Mike Walter, Bill Herman, Jason Janai, Ray Martinez, Ben Stowe.
Okay, you're over your five.
Oh, just cut me off after five.
When I look out, I was at the Mobile Beach Show as well in Las Vegas, and when I looked out on the crowd and saw the people walking the hallways, it was guys, you rarely saw very many under 35, lots of older folks. Where are these younger folks? Is it they just can't afford to come out to the show, or are there not any young leaders that are aspiring to lead this industry?
I wonder the same thing myself, both when I go to Mobile Beat as well as the International DJ Expo in Atlantic City. I don't know if these younger people know about these events or whether they get the professional value of attending to, you know, further their careers. That's one of the reason that I started ProMobileDJ.com. Articles are written, you know, at the beginner level, the intermediate level, and at the advanced level. And I want, you know, whatever phase a DJ is at in his or her career, I want them to be able to get valuable information. So, you know, that's why I'm working with Anna Wynn on social media, with Jeff Musler on search engine optimization, to be able to, you know, really reach out to a much larger number of DJs than currently comes to, is even aware of, trade shows. You know, maybe somebody gets into this business, let's say a guy, gets into this business because he wants to meet chicks and get paid a lot of money for very little work being a superstar on stage.
Free beer.
Free beer. All you can drink. And then he starts to look at videos and see people like himself around the same age who are upping their game. And then maybe he says to himself, you know, maybe I need to up my game. And so then maybe it can become a matter of, I want to improve myself, and these guys are showing me how I can do it.
I understand that there is a big announcement that you have, Stacey, for us, and I'd love to hear about that here on DJ Hot Talk. What is the big announcement?
Well, Rick, we actually have two big announcements. The first one is that DJ Bo's Face the DJ is going, he's turning it over to us. he's turning it over to us, and we're turning it into a television show.
Seriously.
It's going to be shot live at Beat Street, which is a nightclub-style party room outside Philadelphia, with host Brad Gertz. And each month, three DJ contestants are going to match wits against each other with music, industry, and gear-related questions to win a fabulous prize package by our sponsors. And the whole thing is being videotaped just in the same way they would do for a television game show. And it's going to be aired on, as the featured video, on promobiledj.com. It'll also be available on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/promobiledjtv. And that kind of brings me to my second big announcement, which is I've got a new venture going on.
Okay. What's the new venture?
Well, you know how Oprah...
DJ, author, now television producer. What next?
Well, you know how Oprah went from having her own show to having her own network?
Yes.
Well, I thought that would be a cool thing to do for DJs. So I came up with DJMN, Disc Jockey Media Network. And what it's going to be, Rick, is a website that acquires video content from DJs all over the web world, all over YouTube, and it's going to be basically a one-stop website where DJs worldwide can go to watch videos by other DJs on a wide variety of topics, ranging from, you know, how-to tutorials to business topics, marketing, product reviews, you name it. So we're calling it Internet TV for DJs by DJs.
And is that going to be a free thing to DJs, or how do they participate? How do you get involved? How do you see these videos?
They would go to DJMN Network. I've got to learn how to say that better. DJM Network. Yeah, let's try.
There you go.
So what they would do, Rick, is they'd go to DJMNetwork.com after March 1st, when we will be up, and basically choose the channel they're interested in, the program they're interested in, the topic they're interested in, and look at the latest content that other DJs from America and the UK, Australia, New Zealand, you know, all over, have put up and brought their content to us.
You still haven't answered my question. Is this going to cost the money, or is it free?
Oh, yes, it's free. Yes, it's free.
So we have a third announcement? Say no.
Yes. Sally, we're very excited about this. One of our writers, Jason Janai, is, you know, a real high-level professional DJ. He has a multi-system op in New Jersey, and everything the guy does is top-notch, first class. He does amazing vlogs of the events that he does. And starting later this month, he is going to be hosting and producing gear review. But what we're going to be doing is not only drilling down on the benefits and features of gear, but also showing it in use at actual events and doing it up in a way that we think is going to be different and, you know, a better mousetrap than other product reviews that we've seen out there before. So, again, that will be airing sometime this month, and I'll let the DJs decide if they like them or not.
And those will be available on your...
On promobiledj.com and on our YouTube channel.
Cool. All right. All right. So good luck on all your new ventures. And thank you so much for the time that you spent with us here today. And thank you for being our first DJ Hot Talk interviewee.
Rick, it's an honor, and this has been a pleasure and great fun talking to you. And the best success with DJ Hot Talk.
Thank you.